Hello, and welcome to Mintel International's fifth installation in the Prepared Foods podcast series on food and beverage trends in the U.S. My name is David Lockwood, Research Director of Syndicated Reports at Mintel, a global market research company with offices in London, Chicago, Sydney, and Shanghai. Today we'll be talking about savory flavors. Previously, our analysts posted four other podcasts on the Prepared Foods website, and these are titled Health in a Bottle, Baby Boomers, Kids, and Breakfast. Our next installment will be on sweet flavors. Since I'm a market researcher instead of a flavor expert, I like to look at a few numbers to get my bearings. I've compared all the new savory product introductions on GNPD from 2003 to those of 2007. Savory covers a wide range of products, including meals, processed fish, meat, and egg products, soup, side dishes, sauces and seasonings, bread, crackers, vegetables, savory spreads, meat snacks, nuts, and salty snacks. The total product count of savory flavors went up a little bit, from about 2,800 to 3,300. That's about a 16% gain from 2003 to 2007. But the total number of flavors and flavor combinations stayed pretty much the same, around 1,100 in both years. What's more, you can see by looking at the top 20 or 40 items that the overall American palate doesn't change much. In fact, we typically see more movement in leading flavors in other countries. In the U.S., nearly all the top flavors in 2007 are the same as in 2003. For instance, the biggest move at the top of the list is that cinnamon went from number 37 in 2003 to number 19 in 2007. Up at the very top, it's always tomato, chicken, cheese, salt, garlic, and barbecue. But as I'll talk about shortly, it is often what is going on farther down the list that defines changing trends. In terms of product claims, microwavable, all-natural, no additives or preservatives is always at the top of the list year in and year out. The biggest change is that kosher became the number two claim in 2007, after previously being far down the list. Likewise, convenient has become a much more important claim over the years as the on-the-go eating trend becomes a way of life. Now, let's look briefly at the companies creating all these foods with savory flavors. Naturally, we expect to see Kraft, General Mills, Nestlé, and Frito-Lay at the top of the list. But the big change, which shouldn't be much of a surprise, is that in 2003, only five of the top 20 companies were private labels or store brands, while this number jumped to 10 companies in 2007. The last fact that I want to share about the companies that produce savory products is that their number rose from 1,253 to 1,588 over the four-year period, or an increase of 27%, which significantly outstrips the 16% growth in the number of new products that I mentioned earlier. So this is one time that you can really say, wow, this market is getting more competitive. But what about the products? Mintel's research shows that food service chains that are growing fastest are ethnic, such as PF Chang's, On the Border, Benihana, and Chipotle. In survey after survey, we find that people demonstrate an increased interest in more flavorful and exotic foods, which frequently means savory flavors. It isn't that the whole country is seeking out something like ginger and wasabi specifically. It is more the case that younger adults are simply eating out a lot more than they used to, and when they come home to eat, they expect to see a little bit wider range of choices in their processed meals, and side dishes or sauces. Older adults, meanwhile, are traveling much more than older adults of any previous generation, which also exposes them to new flavors. So dining out trends drive the desire for international flavors, and that drives the trend at home. Okay, now I'm really going to talk about savory products. Major flavor trends in most products, from meats to vegetables to breads to snacks, are organic, whole grain, all natural, preservative-free, anything that's better for you. Definitely a mega trend. For specific products, let's start with the snacks. Frito-Lay Tostitos has one called Pinch of Salt Crispy Rounds Tortilla Chips, which combines salty with dominant health trends of better for you, which in this case points to no fat, no trans fat, lower sodium, and also kosher. Another snack is General Mills French Toast Crunch. Now this one follows a trend of well-known brands stretching into new areas, whereas once French Toast Crunch was only known as a cereal, now it's become a savory snack. Kashi's Mediterranean Pizza is another such interesting product. Stone-fired Kashi 7 whole grains and sesame with flaxseed crust. Another very important new item. This one, of course, combines a brand extending into a totally new category with savory flavors. Moving into meat, Pilgrim's Pride has put out a blazing strips breaded chicken breast that combines the two big trends of convenience and premium. Lots of premium meats and premium savory flavors out there. Another such example from Quantum Foods, which released a beef skirt steak with sweet red chili glaze, combining savory with a touch of sweet. This item demonstrates the premium trend again that we see throughout prepared meats. And it's especially with meats that Mintel finds that many consumers are more and more starting to trust packaged and processed products more than fresh cut meat, which opens the door to these types of premium products. General Mills in Old El Paso has a mini burrito rolls snack, which of course is convenient, and hits on as many savory flavor notes as possible with its seasoned chicken, salsa, real cheese, and to finish off with a crispy crust. Here's a very interesting product that shows wherever there is trend, there's often a counter trend. And in this case, Asian foods is the main trend, and the counter trend is that with this product from Nissin, ramen noodles and sauce, the sauce is tomato and basil, so it has harked right back to the standard American flavors in this Asian, normally Asian product. KM Foods has produced an Alfresco Bistro Bites cocktail chicken sausage. This trend, of course, hits international flavors where we typically see different savory combinations, and in this case, the flavor is teriyaki ginger. And of course, the product also covers most of the better for you areas with no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, pork-free. Finally, here's an international product that could easily appear here, or could it? It's Campbell's Spring Lamb and Vegetable Soup. Now, the really interesting thing about this product is that it highlights on the can that there is more than one serving of vegetables in every bowl. And that, of course, fits very nicely into the U.S. trend of healthier lifestyles and as defined by the My Pyramid food program. Well, that's all I've got to say about savory flavors for right now. I hope you found it useful and enlightening. Please have a listen to Mintel's other podcasts on the Prepared Foods website, and check back in May for the installment on sweet flavors.